Okay, so I'm out here talking and I meant walking. Just came out for a walk. The plan has been to talk about depression, talk about my diagnosis. Oh my God, it's so difficult. Talk about depression because it's more common than we think. Because it's manageable, because it's something that's nothing to be shameful of, because it's something that's a sign, a symptom of what's going on around you rather than with you. So, yeah, that's why I wanted to talk about it. Oh my God, it's hard though. Came out for a walk because I've been feeling tired for the last 2 or 3 days. I'm scared, okay? I am scared. I am fearful. I am changing my plans. This fear is limiting me from posting audios online. I feel extremely vulnerable. I don't know if I'm putting myself up for danger or bringing any harm to me or... And if, mind you, I didn't think of that. Somebody else told me that. So, I don't know. All I know is I want to share this journey as I go along because it may be of use to somebody else out there who is today where I was 10 years ago. When I say diagnosis, I want to talk about the different things that... Okay, calm down, deep breaths. I'm not talking about depression, anxiety, PTSD, psych stuff, because what is a diagnosis? A diagnosis is an identification of symptoms, signs, things that are going on with your body, with you, that is not optimum, that is not perfect for your functionality. It is limiting your function. So, yeah. I'm scared. I'm very scared. But I'm showing strength in doing this. Right here. Right now. I can already see how being outside to walk is elevating my mood and energizing me. I'm sure you can pick up on the difference as well. Alright. So, I archived the other videos. I keep saying videos. Maybe I should start doing videos. I don't know. Audios, I meant on podcast, because it's been a while since they've been up, so I'll leave them on for maybe a day or two, 2 days max, and then archive them. I did sign up for a new RSS feed that would be easier for me to post the audio files up on. It's much easier because I don't have to convert it to a WAV file that Apple Podcast requires. What happened the other day was, the first time I ever uploaded an 18-minute long video after converting it to a WAV format, we got a text from our internet company saying, oh my God, you're going to exceed your limit, you're using too much data, just be mindful of that, you only get that once and so time. So my husband asked me, what do we do differently? Oops, guess what? I uploaded that audio. So... yeah, we figured out another way to overcome that and for me to still be able to upload on stories. And, you know, I've been using Instagram a lot lately and recording audios and uploading. And it's really just for my accountability. Am I rambling? I'm allowed to ramble because this audio is for me. I am recording myself talk. I love talking. I'm at the high school track, by the way, to walk, and I see teenagers. Oh my god, I'm not a teenager anymore. Great, thank god that phase is over. Alright, so let's get to it, Embreen. Let's get to it. I don't know what will happen if I talk about it. Let's just do this for myself right now and see how I feel about it. I may post it, and that would be fine. And if I'm too scared, if I'm a chicken, which I am 99% of the time, I won't. And that'll still be okay. At least I got the courage to say what I wanted to on the audio. You know, bring it from the inside out. From the spirit to the inside out. All right. Deep breath, still getting anxious. You're still here, woman. Relax. It's beautiful. It's sunny. There are trees. You're walking on a track. It's beautiful. You're beautiful. There's nothing wrong with you. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So, depression. Depression. Why do I keep bringing this up? Because it's what led to the deterioration of my health. It was the antidepressants. That's not to say they don't work or they don't help you. I don't know of any other way to put it. But my first time that I ever experienced depression, my first bout of it was, severe bout of it was in 2010, the year I got into medical school. Once I learned of my admission, I thought I'd be ecstatic, joyous. No, I wasn't. I was very sad. Yes, that's true. That year later, before starting it at the end of it, I had a life event. And that's when I first literally right before starting med school. August 7th I started, or something, and it happened August 3rd, or I don't remember exactly what dates, but hear a dog barking, students coming. So yeah, tried to get help through counseling in 2011. My father freaked out, bringing dishonor to the family. Shouldn't be doing this. There's nothing wrong with therapy. There's nothing wrong with counseling. There is nothing wrong with accepting that you have a problem. Mind you, it's my same father who told me 4 years later to get help. And I feel extremely vulnerable right now. Alright, so I don't know if I'm thinking straight putting this out there in the public. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Alright, so I struggled. I tried to do it on my own 4 years later, with several different things going on at that time. 2015. Which is, mind you, 6 years ago now. I decided to get help because nothing else in my life was working or sorting itself out. And this was way too important to me. I wanted to change. I wanted to grow. I wanted to be a better person. And I didn't see there was anything wrong with me starting counseling, with me seeing a counselor, therapy, or getting help and figuring out what I need fixing in or tweaking it, or changing my perspective and looking at things in a different way. I did that. It changed my life. Okay, fast forward. My husband comes into my life. There are external factors. 2018, I still had to take this exam to graduate. Everything else was done in medical school. I had a mental block. So I decided to get help. I started taking antidepressant. I think it was Lexapro at that time. Alright. I'm gonna pause. Wait a second. Okay, so I overcame my fear and posted the question out there. We'll talk on depression if people prefer audio or video. I am recording an audio here, but it's haphazard. It's not constructed. I started this podcast, I was really about me journaling my day, what's going on, how I'm feeling. I'm scared. Chicken. Scaredy cat. So I was talking about starting. I took Lexapro in 2018, June, I think. And it didn't do me good. I started gaining weight. You know, my muscles became stiff. I had to, because I wasn't able to focus and concentrate on the exam that my medical degree depended on. And I put in a lot of years and effort into the making. It was just unfortunate, the timing of life events that sort of, oh my gosh, sent me off the curb. It was unfortunate, but life happens to everyone. So I was determined to do everything in my power so that I didn't have any fears later on in life. But I didn't do this, something I could have done to make this possible. It was successful, but it came at a cost. So, you know, as soon as I was done with my exam in July and graduated, I found out about the results 3 weeks after, and I had to, I started weaning myself off. You can't just wean yourself off immediately, like you stop taking SSRIs, so started weaning myself off of it. It's just getting worse, you know, gaining weight, my muscles are becoming stiff, like my legs were robotic. My shoulders, everything was stiffening up. Could not look right, could not look left. My eyes were sort of feeling stuck in my sockets, and it's just getting harder and harder to wean off it and not knowing. I went for my physical at that time in June. Everything was okay. But in the interim, until the next year, things were getting worse. You know, I had started going to work out. You think you're gaining weight, you're gonna work out. I feel so worse after it. I'd feel bad. And getting swollen, you know, March, oh my gosh, I was panting for breath. I was short of breath, couldn't walk up the stairs, needed help anyhow. So come June, went for my physical, told her that my legs are big, you know, I'm not doing well, I have joint pain, I have fatigue, I feel tired all the time. You know, the depression's still there, I think. Depression is linked. Depression can be a sign of hypothyroidism. You're depressed in it. So, my TSH came back 11, and I had hypothyroidism. So we started to, I wanted to start taking levothyroxine. We started me and things were slowly back up, but It took time for it to go bad downwards. It's gonna take time for it to repair itself and go back up. So, yeah, I weaned myself off the Lexapro March 2019. But like I said, things were worse, and at Aisha's graduation, I could barely walk. I was like a water bubble. Short of breath, wobbly, just, you know, could not focus. So, yeah. I'm just gonna take a moment here to honor myself and my journey thus far. This was 2 years ago, more than 2 years ago. Better, things started to make sense to me slowly, very slowly. Jaise aap haleem pakate hain, bahut slowly. So as I started to understand things around me better, I was getting angry and more depressed. And my health still was, it was not doing great. I went for my follow-up appointment 6 months, you know, 6 weeks, whatever. Throughout this time, my white blood cells count were high. My doctor had told me to go see a hematologist, but I didn't want to because I thought it could be related to the thyroid disorder that was caught a year later, because last TSH was fine, it was 4 or something. So in 2020 it came back high, and at that time she didn't even ask me, she just sent the referral over to the oncologist she knew, and I had to go see her. Think it could be stress, the white count, it could be the changes in my muscle. Check out Hoffman syndrome, pseudo hypertrophy of the calf. I think that's, and you know, every muscle group changed. It's been hard, like, you know, even like yesterday with the rib cage. So, you know, from anger outburst to breakdowns, several nervous breakdowns, and now possibly having cancer. I guess, pretty freaked out. Or again, I found myself in a situation where I thought I need help, and I decided to start counseling again. That time when I started counseling, it was through school. It's offered to everybody, you know, it's free of charge through the school, you know, whether you're struggling with anxiety, test preparation, whatever it is. And I thought it was actually my mother who suggested that talk to someone. If you can't talk to us or, you know, people around you, you need someone to talk to, and you need it. So I decided to start therapy. And it has been life-changing. 2 weeks into my therapy, my therapist thought I should get additional support and help. So I wanted to start back on an antidepressant, but I was hesitant given what had happened before. There was a lot of fear. But I was determined again to be better. I want to go back to my original body size. I want to be better. I don't want to be in that miserable state where I don't want to live or I'm unhappy. So, you know, maybe like a couple weeks into it, talking about it and not feeling better. It's like it would be foolish of me to not do something that could possibly help me. So I decided to start on an antidepressant, but this time I decided to start on a different category, which was wellbutrin, bupropion. So there's SNRI, there's SSRIs. The most common one is SSRI. That didn't work for me, so I wanted to try this. It's just completely different. I think it was the serotonin. That didn't do so well for me because I wouldn't be hungry. So long story short, I have been on antidepressants 3 different times and weaned myself off of it. And the one thing that has truly helped me is changing my mindset. It's therapy. It's changing how you think about your problems, view the world around you, and how you see yourself. So I started bupropion. Worked fine for a couple months, but of course they all have side effects. I was struggling with that. Slowly started gathering enough strength to work out, wanted to wean myself off of it. So in December, I was strong enough to be present and wean myself off of it. So it's been 4 months since I've been completely off of it, and I've been working out more as much as I can, given my physical strength and health, being mindful of that, not to spiral down. But yesterday was the first time I, you know, just talking about coming on Instagram stories, doing this audio, it's been exhausting. It's making me accountable. You know, sometimes I worry about if the content's good enough or if it's perfect. I never really started it for that purpose. So I have to remind myself of that. So it's been exhausting, and yesterday I was pretty tired. I have work to finish, charts to do, take care of things. I got Halloween decor. So I'm proud of myself for how far I've come, for understanding things better, for coming off antidepressants, for finishing school, for working all throughout this time. I feel good about myself. I feel I'm a strong person. I'm willing to help others. I care about the people around me. I care about my life and my future. But your most important tool is today. That's why it's called the present. The past is not important, and the future is uncertain. So focus on today. Today is your present. And, oh my gosh, I'll leave you with that.